Too many marriages are ending in the divorce court. It must be stopped. It is a hemorrhage that is bleeding out our very lifeblood. God's design for marriage is one man joined to one woman for life. In his first pronouncement over marriage, God said, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." That word cleave means to be glued together. It indicates an inseparable bond which cannot be broken without losing a part of oneself. Now, when children are born into such a union, there's a stable environment for them to be reared and trained. And since the human infant is helplessly dependent upon its parents longer than any other newborn in nature, the stable home is ideally suited for that blessed ministry. Marriage is one of the basic institutions of human society. Along with the church, the state, and the school, it is an essential pillar. But the ideal is not always realized in practical experience. Too many marriages are ending in the divorce court, and what God has joined together in the marriage union is being broken apart by human courts. The result is a tragic dissolution of one of the foundations of society. Almost one half of the marriages contracted this year will be broken by divorce, and that is a tragedy of greatest proportions. It must be stopped. It is a hemorrhage that is bleeding out our very lifeblood. But how can it be stopped? Can it? Oh yes, it can, with our firm resolve and the help of God. I propose in this study to examine basic Bible principles concerning divorce and reconciliation. Now, faithful Bible scholars have great differences of opinion on this subject, and I can only express my understanding of God's mind as set forth in Holy Scripture, and leave it to you to apply these biblical principles to your own situation. First, what does the Old Testament teach about divorce? It is evident that God intended marriage to be a lifetime union between a husband and wife. Genesis 2:24 teaches that marriage involves a separation. A man shall leave his father and mother. It teaches that marriage involves a union. A man shall be joined to his wife. It teaches that the union was to be permanent. They shall be one flesh. Therefore, God's original intention concerning marriage is quite clear. Marriage is to be a lifetime union between a husband and wife. It was instituted of God and approved by God for our good and for His glory. But secondly, there were three instances when God permitted divorce in the Old Testament teaching. If God instituted marriage to be permanent, why do you suppose He made a provision for divorce? Jesus said, "Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so." You see, people did not live up to God's design for marriage. Men would sometimes send away a wife they did not prefer. Now, the woman was in desperate trouble when that happened, since she had to depend on a man for livelihood in that culture. And so God permitted Moses to write a divorce provision in the law for the protection of that innocent party. Deuteronomy 24, verses 1 through 4, permitted divorce when a man married a woman and found some uncleanness in her. He could write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. But what was the uncleanness which was sufficient to break the marriage union? Conservative interpreters of the law said it must be something very serious. But the liberal interpreters of the law said it could be anything that displeased the husband. Things like burning his food, talking too loud, not bearing a male child, and so on. And thus divorce was instituted. Divorce was permitted also when religious apostasy was practiced. Ezra demanded the men of Israel to divorce the pagan women that they had married, for God had forbidden marriage with the pagans. A woman was permitted to divorce her husband also if he failed to provide food, raiment, and the duty of marriage. And thus there were three offenses which permitted divorce in the Old Testament teachings: uncleanness, religious apostasy, and neglect. Note that adultery was not a basis for divorce. The adulterer or the adulteress was put to death, according to Deuteronomy 22:22. There were two instances where divorce was strictly forbidden for a lifetime in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 13 to 19 teaches that if a man charged his wife with sexual behavior before marriage, and the charge was proven to be false, he could never divorce her. And if a man seduced a virgin girl, he had to marry her and could never divorce her. It seems the purpose of those provisions were to protect the innocent woman from possible abuse by a man. Now, the challenging issue at this point is, was permission given for a divorced person to remarry? In my understanding of Old Testament teachings, the answer is yes. Remarriage of a divorced person was permitted. Deuteronomy 24, verse 2 clearly indicates the purpose of the bill of divorcement was to permit remarriage. It reads, "When she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife." You see, the purpose was to protect the rejected woman, not to provide a convenient way to change marriage partners. The Bible states further that the divorced couple could remarry each other if they wished. God said through his prophet Isaiah that he would receive Israel back from her backslidings as a rejected woman could be received again by her husband. But the divorced couple could not remarry if there had been a marriage to another after the divorce. In other words, a divorced woman could marry another husband. But if she was rejected by the second husband, she could not return to the first husband and be married to him again. God said that would cause the land to sin. Now, does that sound as if God looks lightly on divorce? Well, not at all. He permitted divorce because of our sins, not because of his preference. And his attitude toward divorce is clearly stated in Malachi chapter 2, verse 16, when he says, "The Lord says he hates divorce." Now, why does God permit divorce if he hates it? He permits it for his concern for the innocent party in the breakup of the home. It is the same way he hates sin, and yet permits mankind the freedom of choice. God wants us to obey him out of love, not out of fear or a threat of punishment. So please do not interpret this study thus far to indicate that divorce is not a serious issue. It must grieve the heart of God to see so many people breaking the holy institution of marriage, which he would have for our own good and for his glory. Now, Father, thank you for instituting marriage. It's such a blessing to our lives, and thank you for the way it complements the life of the marriage partner, enables us to rear children, and to picture the sacred relationship of Christ and the church. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.